Public Media, I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason here on the Urbana-Champaign campus on our way to a high of 91 degrees under partly cloudy skies, a 20% chance of thunderstorms throughout the day today.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Let's check a couple of items in the agricultural news for the day. Winter wheat farmers are waiting out some rainfall that could damage their already, get this, drought-stressed crop this summer. Of those who have rolled out combines, many are facing short wheat, tall weeds, and low yields. The national average basis for corn was unchanged at 20 cents under the July futures contract overnight, while the DTN National Corn Index was down 3 cents at $4.19 a bushel. The national average basis for soybeans down a penny at 20 cents over the August futures contract, and the DTN National Soybean Index was down 20 cents at $13.77. We'll take a more complete look at the commodity markets in just a few minutes when we'll talk with Bill Gentry. He's at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Now, here with the weather forecast is Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.
Today's Midwestern outlook remains about as it was yesterday, with no real dramatic changes in the weather pattern expected to take place. What that will translate into is a timeliness of rainfall and enough warm weather out there for good drying conditions between each rain event. What will happen is that we'll see some quicker drying rates across parts of the region as we move forward through this next 7-day period, and areas that do not get impacted by rain each day will notice a rather quick drying trend, but no area becomes excessively dry because there are still timely rain events occurring across the region. And the majority of the area still has plenty of subsoil moisture, so as we move into the month of July, we'll be in a good position to see ongoing crop development favorably as we continue to experience a similar weather pattern. Some of the computer forecast models today were playing around again with the idea of a high-pressure ridge developing towards the early days of July across the middle of the country, and it's still out for debate as to how significant that feature may or may not be. But with that said, we do expect to see a high-pressure ridge evolve, and that will likely translate into an environment that will likely promote a little better drying conditions between rain events. That doesn't mean we're going to be critically dry. It just means that timeliness of rainfall will be important, as it is in every single summer season. The pattern that I'm looking at right now does not strike me as being abnormally dry and warm or excessively wet and cool. It is a relatively normal weather pattern. We'll need to continue to monitor it rather closely, though, for signs of any kind of change. The daily temperatures across the Midwest are expected to run mostly in the 80s and some lower to a few middle 90s over the next 7 days. The only areas that will be a little bit cooler at times will be in the upper parts of the Midwest, where some 70s may occur infrequently. Low temperatures at night are going to be 50s and 60s most often. There will be some lower 70s in the southern parts of the region. The trend is going to continue to promote aggressive crop development. Most of the Midwest and the Delta and southeastern states, even portions of the central plains, have an abundance of moisture, and we'll continue to see that serve the crops quite favorably with the environment that's coming up. The showers and thunderstorms that occur over the coming week will occur frequently enough to maintain favorable soil conditions across most of the key Midwestern states. We'll expect to see some rain totals of 1 to 2 inches over the next 7 days occurring across a large portion of the production region, but that doesn't necessarily seem to be distributed in any way that seems to be anomalous. In other words, we'll see the rains occurring periodically and still supporting most of the crop and farming needs. It's not just the Midwest that's included in this favorable environment. It looks as though much of the Delta and the southeastern states and throughout a great deal of the Great Plains will also experience similar favorable conditions. Crop production potentials will continue to be quite high. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the weather forecast. You can always find it in the opening market report on our website at willag.org. And don't forget to follow our Twitter accounts. I'm at Commodity Week. Dave Dickey is at David A. Dickey. He's out of the office this week and next week. And I'm glad to be here with you this morning. Let's take a look at some of the numbers in the futures. July contract in the corn pit from the CME Group is trading at $4.40 1/4 cents, a penny and a half higher at this hour. December futures at $4.39 1/2 is unchanged. Soybeans are trading $14.11 1/4, up 13 in the July. November at $12.14, up 2. Bean meal $3.20 higher. Bean oil up 46 cents. Live cattle about 2.5 cents higher. Feeder cattle down about 40-45 cents. And the lean hogs for the day are a dime higher in the nearby July, but off 60 cents in the August contract. On the phone line to talk about these numbers with us is Bill Gentry. He's at Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd. Glad to be with you again.
Well, it's awfully good to be with you and to talk with you this morning as I look out across much of the Midwest, and certainly I've traveled here in central Illinois. It looks like a really good corn crop. Have you been working through some numbers to see how good you think it is?
Yeah, we certainly have. In fact, you know, one of the things that we started out a couple weeks ago thinking these crop numbers were pretty high, trying to dial in what yield assumptions are correct. And then when we talked to the agronomist in our office yesterday morning, he said, you know, realistically, if we're at these crop condition levels 30 days from now, you could arguably look for 180 bushel national average yield. You know, it's not an expectation. It's just if agronomically we can stay there. What the impact does that have on prices? And arguably, when you think about a technical breakdown, we thought 380 was a viable target for fall, you know, a couple of weeks ago when China was selling beet corn out of their strategic reserve and was basically cutting off the importation of DDGs. But if you dial up that yield and you increase your supply, it basically means that your old targets are probably too high, and it would probably set you up in an environment that you could probably really probe down into a lot deeper into that three handle.
Oh, how deep?
305 has been a number we've had on our scratch pad for a long time. It's just one of those points where in 2006 when we broke above that mark, we've been down to test it 2 or 3 or 4 times since then. But that's just a quick number. It's like my dad always said, if you pick a target, you know one of two things. You're going to go past it or you're not going to get there. It's something to think about and realize that 450 or 440 and low threes is a long way away. And guys making marketing decisions when we were at 450 last week said, you know, $5 looks really good from here. Well, looking forward and say, well, if I get to 380, 450 is going to look really, really good. Yes. So we have to put that into context and realize we need to be making marketing decisions that are flexible yet protect our value, because we really do still have some downside price risk.
And these are numbers that are showing December corn futures, right? Or are they cash prices?
That's December futures price. Your basis is going to be different. We've got guys that are a dollar under out west, and we've got other guys that could probably get it for 15 or 20 a little bit further east.
So not pretty, but things can change over time. I did notice that the Fed is messing around a little bit, and they're waiting, I think. Is that today that they'll be releasing an update on the interest rates?
Yeah, they will have that announcement this afternoon. It usually comes out about 1:30 our time.
Right. So we'll watch that one. And is there any hope there?
I wouldn't say hope. The expectations is to see to hear some dovish comments. They're probably going to continue to reduce their taper, their bond buying efforts. But interest rates, what I've told our folks is we really don't see a chance of any interest rate hike of consequence until mid next year at the earliest.
Okay, soy complex. Now there was pretty good sale today.
Yes, 140,000 beans sold to unknown destinations, which are old crop. At these price levels, apparently we're attracting some business. South American basis is firm. And we're importing and exporting beans at the same time. Imagine that.
And your calls for the rest of the day?
I think the corn's going to struggle because the yield ideas are increasing. Beans, the spreads will be firm, but the price action is going to be choppy. And wheat's probably going to try to base, but we need more yield numbers.
Hey, thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, Todd.
Bill Gentry is with Risk Management Commodities. He's out of Lafayette, Indiana. Joins us on this Wednesday morning opening market report. It is just about, a minute and 15 seconds till the top of the hour, 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone, 10 o'clock if you're in the Eastern Time Zone. You are listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us online at will.illinois.edu or ag programming at willag.org. That's willag.org. Follow me on Twitter at Commodity Week and Dave on Twitter at David A. Dickey. Now, again, the numbers in Chicago are trading like this. July corn at $4.40 1/3, up 2. December at 440, a half higher, and July of next year at 457 and a quarter on its last tick, unchanged. July beans at $14.12 and three quarters, up 14 and a half cents. November at 12.13 and a half, a penny and a half higher, and next year's July at $12.37, 2 cents higher. The bean meal at $4.54.70, up $4 a ton. July futures at $40.17, 49 cents higher. Wheat futures are trading the July contract in the hard red at $7.16 and three quarters, up four and a quarter, and the soft red at $5.87 for the harvest month, a 5 1/4 cent gain for the day. Live cattle futures in the June at $146.40, down a dime. August up and rather down a nickel at $145.67 and a half. August futures at $207.30, they're down 55 cents. September futures at $208.10 per 100 pounds. That's down 47 and a half cents. And lean hogs on the day at $124.85. They're 7 1/2 cents lower. Outside markets at this time are showing us the crude oil at $106.71 a barrel. That's 35 cents higher. The RBOB gasoline or wholesale price at $3.97 today, up 6 tenths of a cent. Ethanol futures at $2.11.6. That's down 2 6/10. And the spread between those two is now 98 1/10 cent wide. That's 3 2/10 cent wider than it was yesterday afternoon. It is currently 80 degrees outside our studios here at Illinois Public Media. We're on our way today to a high of 91 under partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of thunderstorms for the afternoon. This is Illinois Public Media.